Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
What were you going to say?
I glitched so hard.
I know. Wait, what other podcast were you going
to
say?
I don't know. This is the only one I have.
Oh, maybe you were welcome back to Just Trish.
Oh, that's exactly.
That's probably what happened.
That's exactly what was happening. For the visual listeners.
Tana is dressed up as Trish. I didn't have time, so I didn't dress up.
I am Trisha Paytas as King Tut. It's so funny. I thought that just for some reason, I assumed that she just had like a normal makeup on. And then I go to the video and it's like pink and bedazzled. And you were like 10 minutes away. And I was like gluing rhinestones
to my face. Wait, honestly, amazing though. Also, I noticed that the dog downstairs is bedazzled. Was that you?
No, that was Ashley. We were just deciding that Winnie also wanted to be
King Tut. Of
course.
Yes, of course.
Of course. And then we also have, as if this wasn't enough. First of all, you look amazing as Moses.
Thank you so much. It's not the most comfortable situation. I don't know if I could survive in the wild with a beard, but it'll do for the day.
It's weirdly like it, like you look good. Like if I just
met you. Are you
attracted
to me?
Like I'm weirdly, really attracted to you. I'm not even kidding. Like if I just met you and you looked like this, I would be like, that's hot. And I don't know why.
That is so nice. I'm like, careful.
Like I wish more men looked like girls.
Ain't that the truth?
Speaking
it's
of
funny
we also
that.
Have Amari as Malibu Barbie. Can you please come show us your look?
I'm stretching out my smile so that I can laugh this episode. I love it.
What's up? Where my mic at?
I love when you use.
I'll be back.
Amari will be back in a little bit for his debut as Malibu Barbie. You honestly look like you look like me after like two shots in a Xanax bar. Like you look like I hate people. I love them. Like you really do. And then we have Amish Aaron as Elvis. Wait. Aaron's sweating.
It's genuinely fabulous. Like if I didn't know better, I would think you were him.
So we are the entire Paytas Hackman family today for this episode of Cancelled, which is so iconic to me. Paige was going to be Elvis and then she dropped out last minute. So I honestly feel like Aaron as Elvis is so fitting.
It's so fabulous.
It is so fabulous. I am so excited for today's episode of the podcast, though. I feel like I have so many good topics and I'm going to be clipped galore.
Okay, at least you look gorgeous. I have a mustache and beard.
It's so weird because I think you look gorgeous. Like thank I look a little you. Crazy. Like only Trisha can really pull this off.
No, it's like you genuinely look like beautiful.
That's so nice. Like I just not. This is definitely not how I feel my most. Speaking of not feeling my most, I have to immediately tell you something.
Oh no.
Obviously last night I was like, oh, I need to self tan. Like if I'm going to be Trisha Paytas as King Tut, I have to self tan. I have to give the full fantasy,
of
right?
Of course.
I noticed that I'm out of my regular Isle of Paradise. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, okay, we're trying a new self tan. I'm automatically in murky territory. I ended up using the Isle of Paradise oil version of what I normally use.
Uh-huh.
So, and it ended up like looking fine. It's kind of translating on camera a little wonky. Oscar's been putting a filter on us too that looks like Outer Banks.
I'm gonna have to talk about that in a second, but you keep going.
So it's fine. Okay, I wake up, I'm like, all right, it's a little footy on the hands, it's a little whatever. And obviously a while ago I used to self-tan all the time, and every time I would finish self-tanning I would notice the next day that the bottom of my feet look as though I don't even know.
You've been walking the streets barefoot for like 6 weeks straight.
And I could never figure out why. I was like, it's so weird. It gravitates to my feet. And then one day on tour, I was self-tanning in a hotel room and you were like, bro, like you're spraying it all over and then you're stepping on the floor,
yeah.
Right? So then I've been trying to be more mindful of like doing it on top of a towel, like whatever it is, you know? And for some reason last night, I was just high as fuck. I wasn't feeling self-tanning anyways. You know, it's a whole mm-hmm. journey. And yeah. I was like, whatever. Sometimes I skip that part and I'm just down to accept what's happened to my feet, right? Mm-hmm. This one,
What's crazy about this is you're about to show me something I noticed 20 minutes ago.
No, but you need to see it in full. Brooke Amber. Amber.
Brooke. Brooke.
You're lying! You're lying!
I'm literally, there's a tear in my eye. Wait, that's a nice like bottom of your foot though, because that means you got a crazy arch to your foot. I'm flat footed. That would have been just like one solid block.
Well, no, but the thing is, it's like I think I'm getting flat footed. I'm finally getting to the bottom of my foot journey.
I think that's why your feet are growing, is because they're like,
the arch is slowly,
yeah,
going away. I think that's why I'm going up so many shoes.
But that is easily the like worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's so bad. And I scrubbed them today too. Like, this is on there.
Wait, but it's like, how did that happen with the oil version? You're not even spraying anything.
I have no, you're spraying an oil. Spraying an oil. I have no idea how I'm gonna take feet pics this month. The lights are going off.
Oh baby, I don't think they want to see that, to be honest. Actually, maybe they do. So they're pretty freaky, the feet people.
Yeah, like maybe that's like some. But I'm hoping it's so bad though. I screamed at the top of my lungs this morning. And imagine Makoa. Like, I just feel like I've been doing so many things, but where I'm like,
that would have been my final straw.
100%. Like, you know, Makoa was just standing there like, what? And then this, he told me I was sexy as King Tut.
You are. I don't understand what you're saying. You look so cute. But this must be how you felt when you were telling me I looked good in my Ronald McDonald costume. Nobody was sexy.
But you know what's funny? You know what I love about you? Is like, so against sexy Christmas, so against sexy Ronald McDonald, so down for beard as Moses Hackman.
I love it. But you know what? I've actually done this look once before because I was Billy Ray this year.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that.
For BB's birthday party.
What were you just going to tell me about?
We were going to talk quickly about what Oscar did to me in the last episode. I think it was Oscar, because I refuse to believe that I did my own self that dirty. But like, I was so orange. I think he put an Outer Banks filter on us.
Mm. No, because everything was like greener too. Like our house doesn't. It doesn't look
saturated. Like saturated.
Yeah, like it just, it doesn't look like that.
But everybody thought I did orange makeup to match my pumpkin hat, which like. Like, okay, but I didn't. But anyway, this is my natural skin color and I'm really leaning into it because
me talking about the bottom of my feet.
Well, I don't, self tan just like looks so bad on me for some reason, and I like try all the time. I've tried everyone. Isle of Paradise I love, but I love it when I'm already like a little bit tan. Mm. When I'm really pale like this, there's nothing that can fix it, so I gotta just lean in.
I think it's good to lean in. Like, I have such a like self tan, like it's fuck antidepressants, fuck therapy. If I feel fucking awful about myself, one fucking coat of that orange shit and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a Hadid.
Honest to God, like, though, I've never looked like, okay, with the exception of maybe your hands and feet, I've never looked at you and thought like, oh, her tan looks like shit. Ever.
That but, is just like such a nice lie.
No, I actually mean it, because I have one friend off the top of my head that I can name that I want to literally like shake her and say never, ever, ever get a spray tan.
I know
ever
exactly
again.
Who you're talking about. She's got to stop. You're so right.
She needs to be
But
stopped.
Who the fuck am I to be talking about anybody's tan? Whoa, I love my own body. I was like, wait.
Sorry, feet. I'm trying to adjust so that I can smile in this episode, because I already like have been giving bad vibes.
You can also just let them know off rip that you're so happy.
I honestly am so happy. I've been, like,
I really do want to look like this all the time. Like, I...
No, you look amazing.
I just love cosplaying anything Trisha does. Like, I might just run it up for the next 10 episodes, like Tavern Girl, whole nine. Like, I just, when I feel like Trisha.
She doesn't, like, wait for Halloween to cosplay. She'll just cosplay every day of the week.
It's so true. I think I might be, like, picking up that trait soon, because it does bring me a type of joy that I cannot express.
It is so fun. I've never actually, like, full-blown cosplayed somebody.
Your beard is just so good.
What about it?
No, I'm serious. This is the most sexually attracted to you I've ever been. Maybe it's because I'm feeling Trisha-y, though, too, like, in your Moses. So
you,
I'm like,
think so?
Fuck me.
Are you really getting into character?
Yeah.
I love that. I love water. Yeah. Water. He loves water, right?
Yeah, he loves water. That's good.
Nailed it.
I'm already just sitting here in platform heels, like, cock out is so.
Me?
I guess before I get into all of my topics, we should talk about our LA shows.
Yay!
They were so fucking amazing.
I cannot believe that happened. It's so
me
crazy
either.
Because we were home for the last episode that we filmed. So I was like, that's weird. Like, because now we're home from tour again.
Mm.
But So crazy. So amazing. Dolby Theater.
When I was hosting the Steamies and got drunk on that stage, I never thought there'd be a world where I'd ever be on that stage again and be able to redeem myself. Like, I thought that would just be my final memory of the Dolby. But
what a great man. What a hilarious.
And Trisha is just, I can't wait for her live show in December. I'm so creepy. Imagine being Trisha, like seeing me like talking about her.
I love it so much.
But like, she is just so fucking made for live performance. Her performing Shallow, when we got home that night, he didn't know like the Shallow lore. And so I like updated him and I was literally moved to tears. Like the fact that like she performed it live on stage with us and just fully committed was so fucking.
I know. She really like jumped into character. And she was so, it's so interesting, like Trisha, because I feel like she genuinely has like she doesn't truly understand how much people love her. And she's like, what if I go out there and like people don't know who I am? And we kept telling her like, Trisha, like, we have like a little tidbit in the beginning of our show where Trish is in it and the crowd goes so crazy every single time that it's like we can gauge how good a crowd is going to be or how loud a crowd is going to be based on how loud they cheer at that like moment, mm-hmm. because that's the, like they we know they're going to scream.
And I always say that it's like it's our Hail Mary. Like if I'm on stage in like Springfield, Missouri and I like forget a part of my story and like the crowd goes silent, like I'm turning to that audience and saying,
y'all love Trisha Paytas.
Exact. Every single time. Even when I was going through some stomach issues and had to run off stage to use the restroom, I could hear from the restroom you going, so how do y'all feel about Trisha Paytas? Like, it is just, so it was such a full circle moment to have her like close out the show. Like, it is something I'll never fucking forget in my entire life.
It was just so amazing. And just the way she was received, like literally, I don't think they stopped cheering for like 10 minutes straight.
It was so, and all the people in just Trish shirts, like seeing their faces. It was like,
I know, because no one knew she was coming and so many people just had like loved Trisha Paytas.
Yeah. Like, and it was like, it just like, I wish we could bring her out for every show because it's like, it was so special. And I do just want to say now that tour is done, I hate going on this whole emotional tangent while I look like this right now, but it's like I'm just so fucking grateful for our fans. Like, genuinely, like, this girl wrote me a letter. I took a photo of it at the Los Angeles show, and let me find it. Hold, please. I'm sorry. She just wrote this whole thing saying, like, I met you in Portland 6 years ago, and she said, I was 14 and you were 20. We locked eyes, and for the first time in my short life, you weren't looking through me like through a screen. First time feeling the warmth of being seen as a person and not just a problem. I felt real and important. You looked me in the eyes, held my shoulders tight, and reminded me how loved I was. You didn't let me leave until you knew my name and made me smile and like all this stuff. And she just like went on this whole I know. No, I know. She said, I'm unsure if our paths will ever cross again, and I need to thank you in this life. You changed my life. You were the first person to ever root for me on my team. And I would not be here without you, Tana. And I'm sure many other fuck ups and losers relate and like all this stuff. And I just like,
that makes me like literally want to sob.
I know.
Sob my beard off.
I'm going to lose my mind. But it's just like knowing that people feel that way at all is so crazy to me. Like crying in the Moses is. It just.
No,
I don't know.
So
I
fucking
just,
sweet. And like what a way with words she has.
I know. It was such a beautiful letter. And I was like, you're not a fuck up. You're not a loser. Like I had to message her after and just tell her like how much I love her. But I don't know. Like knowing that all these people are in this room every night and everyone kind of has that in common. Right. Mm-hmm. Like they maybe say what's on their mind and they don't feel like they fit in because of it. Or people who genuinely, knowing I've ever changed one person's life. Right. Is like. Yeah. Mind-blowing. And like I don't necessarily know if I'll ever like believe it to that extent, but it's just like I just want to thank my fans like so fucking much, because it's like I really wish I could go in every single one of those people's minds and they could understand that like I would not be alive if it wasn't for them. And just like coming off this tour, really looking back at like being in all of those rooms every night, like filled with so many fucking people who like all have something in common, and just I don't know, dude, like I just was the past like week, now that it's over, like I'm so sad. I want to go back out immediately. Like it's so true, like the low after tour, like just being with that many fucking people who love you and that you love back as much, like I can't believe that was real. And I just want to thank my fans, our fans, again and again and again. Like holy fucking shit, I cannot believe that was real. And if you told fucking little Tana, who was suicidal sitting in front of her dirty door in her horrible house, that like it would get better and we'd be playing the Dolby fucking theater. Like that's, and I just hope that like, I know that we're never putting our role model inspiration fucking hats on. Like I'm not, I don't want to be a role model in so many ways, you know, as I say, as King Tut, but like,
I'm still crying as Moses, so.
I hope we can serve as an inspiration to people that if you're in a bad spot of your life, like, you can fucking turn everything around. And, like, you will find people who love you for you. And, like, you can be yourself, even if it's, like, I don't know. Like, I just remember, like the girl in those story time videos was the weird kid. I don't know. Just everything I would say, I was always the outspoken fucking outlier weird kid. And I found this family of people who love me for me. And I just hope other people can, like, do the same thing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't mean to go on such an emo tangent off
rip. Trust me. I've had a whole existential crisis about it, like, since I've been home. Because it's, like, it's such a special experience. And, like, in the moment, of course, you realize how special it is. But, like, when you finally get home and it's, like, quiet and you're, like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe I did that. And, like, I think of, like, 20 years from now when we're, like, with our kids and we're, like, no, seriously. Like, this happened.
And then we're, like, Mom, you're so lame. Like, there's no way, like, you're making this up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so just true. So, like, it's so cool. And I'll never, ever, ever get over it. And I want to tour forever.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's, I think it's, like, you walk out on stage and you hear these screams and you see these big crowds. And when you start doing that every night, it's very easy if you don't make your, if you're not actively trying to make yourself present, it's easy to just fall into that role and understand, yes, that there's thousands of people in front of you, but I think it's little things like reading that one letter and knowing that, like, she, that one girl in the crowd felt that way, and, like, that all of those people feel some type of way. Like, the fact that there's anyone who's willing to spend money to come, like, see this in person, mm-hmm. like, that it means that much. I just cannot fucking believe, and I just want to thank anyone and everyone who came. Like, you have no fucking idea how much that shit, like, really meant to me. Like, I just...
To both of us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, no, like you're saying, it's easy to, like, dissociate sometimes. Because sometimes I'm, like, so overwhelmed by it. And, like, because it is so, like, emotional and crazy that I literally have to completely, like, mm-hmm. like, remove myself from mm-hmm. it. But, meet and greet, for example, is, like, the best thing to help with that. Because it's, like, if I'm feeling that way, the second we, like, start meeting people and stuff, it's, like, oh, my God, these are, like... Mm-hmm. This is, like, so crazy.
And just to, like, even just, like, the amount of girls that come into the meet and greet, like, fucking hysterically sobbing, like, and I'm always immediately, like, I'm so sorry for everything I'm said. I'm so sorry that you feel raised by me. But, like, it's, like, I just think about how I feel, like, people I would cry meeting, knowing anyone, like,
I don't know. You're being like Trisha right now, where you're, like, not acknowledging that, like, literally the whole world is obsessed with you.
You are so nice. I guess it's just that comes with being polarizing, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, if I was someone that just everyone, like, mass widely loved, but I just guess, like, knowing that so many people hate me too, I think it's good for me because it keeps me so fucking
but,
humble.
But it's like, I don't want you, you tell me this all the time, but, like, you shouldn't be focusing on that over the people who love you. And I think that's what Trish does too, probably. She just, like, thinks of those people as, like, the public.
Mm-hmm. But just, I guess, seeing people who love you that much in so many rooms, I don't know. I don't want to make this the whole fucking podcast because we do have a million topics, but just... Even just the people watching at home, like, even if I never meet you and you never come to a show or you never comment on anything or anything, just, like, the fact that you give a fuck at all about me, like, and her and our lives. And I just can't thank you enough. I fucking love you so much. And if you feel like I saved your life in any way, just know you fucking saved. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I'm touring houses right now, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so hard. This is everyone's like, why don't you own property in LA? Like, I'm like, and I've always just been like, I would rather keep the money in my bank account and rent, because it is so fucking difficult. I've toured 20 houses in the past 5 days. There is something wrong with every single one of them. And you have to care about so many other things when you're buying a house versus renting, like what school district is nearby. So that it's like, Is it profitable or not? If you ever want to sell it or rent it, is someone going to want to buy this house? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's by a freeway, you're fucked. If it's, you know, the roof, the foundation, the fucking fire insurance and everything. Yeah. It's just adulting to a new level that is so overwhelming. And so I'm obviously trying to find something that I love, but also something that is profitable, right?
Yes, of course.
I love your mustache.
I'm sorry. It's like kind of going like a little rogue.
It's okay. It's okay. I fell in love with this fucking house. I'm so fucking in love with it. It's so beautiful, but it's on a major street. I will never sell it for a dollar more than I can buy it. So now I'm just, it's sad to have to go tour other houses when I have this one that I love.
Yeah.
And if it was for rent, I could just rent it. It wouldn't matter. And I can't have it for a reason that's like so upsetting to me. But obviously, I am also trying to find something really safe, like gated community, like just so safe. Because I need to tell you something about my stalker that I'll tell you after So I go tour this fucking house today, right? And it's in Hollywood Hills, and it is just like the prime location, okay? Mm-hmm. Very Oppenheim group. Like, I feel like Christine Quinn would have sold me this fucking house, okay? And it's just beautiful, old, like Spanish, right? And it's in the Hollywood Hills. I guess I can say where it is because I'm not fucking buying it, okay? It is directly above the Comedy Store. Like, it's like you only go like right up the hill, okay?
Me with binoculars, so, I'm like, no, who's my next victim?
It's so in that way. Like, it's like you're right above all the billboards on Sunset Strip. It's so, so, okay? And it's weird because I'm in the car with Ashley and we're driving there. And I was saying to her, I was like, this is going to sound fucking weird. But before I buy a house, not only am I going to have inspectors obviously come and all of those things, but one of my mandatory things I'm going to do is have a medium come. Like, I just, like, did somebody die here? Is this weird vibes? Like, I've lived in houses that I believe were haunted and I never want to again. Like, I think Alamar was so fucking haunted. Like, and I just...
Really?
Yes. Like, just... I could go into detail. Like, we lived in that house in Sherman Oaks for like 3 years, like shadow people walking through the windows. Granted, I was on drugs.
And you painted your bedroom walls black.
I think that's the thing, is that I was in a... Like, I think attachable, you were in like a,
yeah,
space. I was in an attachable headspace. But then the house just, and there were weird little dungeony parts of the house that just scared me. I don't know, whatever. So I was like, I'm not going to buy something and live in it for 5 years without having a medium roll up, pull up and wreck.
Me trying to laugh.
And so we pull up to this house right after I'm saying that, right? And we walk in and the vibes are just so off. And the house was built in 1920 and it's just scary. I'm like, it's beautiful. It's like Spanish overlooking all of Hollywood. Like, it's beautiful. But I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? Who died here? Right? Who died here? And so then the girl trying to show us the house, she lets us know, she was like, this house has so much history. So essentially the people who bought the Comedy Store, when they bought it in like the 80s or whatever, whoever was selling the Comedy Store just threw in this house as well. And so then this house ended up being a crash pad for like all up and coming, like Jim Carrey, Robin Williams lived in this house.
Oh, so people who were doing the Comedy Store?
Yes, like the Comedy Store people owned it. So like whenever someone was doing the Comedy Store.
Is this Pauline Shore's mom?
Yes, yes. Okay. So she owns that house. She owned that house before she died. And like their family still owns it. That's who's selling it, right?
Oh, okay.
And so Jim Carrey crashed there. Robin Williams crashed there. If you Google the house, there's so many drug stories, crazy stories, like all this fucking shit
about legends.
Right? And so she's just telling me more about it, right? We get down to the room that they've now turned into the master bedroom, okay? And we're walking through, like on the floor, and it's hollow. Like you're walking on a floor and you feel like there's something under it, right? And she's like, okay, I have to let you know this. And I just saw a TikTok about this shit, okay? Have you been getting tagged in this TikTok?
I saw it, but I'm a skeptic. Again, with you, keep going. But
so you and I are getting tagged in this TikTok. Like every day for the past week, I've seen my whole mentions of someone talking about tunnels under Hollywood. All fucking week, I'm getting tagged in this thing. And I don't know much about tunnels under Hollywood. Okay?
I don't know. I don't believe it.
It's them saying there's like a Starbucks reserve under Hollywood. And like, first of all, like, I feel like I would just know about that shit.
Me too. Someone would have slipped up by now. Like
100%. And so I am going to go on a deep dive asking like all my most famous friends if this is true, because that's what they're saying. It's for
I don't know if I have anybody who would be invited to Starbucks reserve in my contacts.
Yeah, they're saying it's like Will Smith will be driving under the tunnels, whatever. People have been asking us, like, hey, can you talk about the tunnels? And I saved it to try to see if I could ask people and whatever, blah, 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 right? So, but I have no personal lore. And I'm walking through this house and the girl's like, hey, just letting you know, this is hollow. But before the Comedy Store was owned by the Comedy Store people, it was owned by the mafia. And like all of Hollywood's A-list would like, it was the place they would go, right? And so there's a tunnel under this house to the Comedy Store that Marilyn Monroe used to take like all the time to like go into this house and like yada yada, like all this shit. Like Marilyn Monroe
build a tunnel that long?
I have no idea, but I saw the full fucking latch, the full fucking thing. There is a there's a tunnel under this
house.
They
couldn't open it?
No, they closed off, allegedly they closed off like some of the entrances that it would take you to. But I'm like, I'm not fucking living in this house.
No, because who's down there?
who the fuck is under these tunnels under this fucking house in Hollywood? And the fact that they're just like, you could tell the lady and I were just vibing, so she was giving me lore.
But yeah, it's like, so maybe like she's not supposed to divulge this information
at all. And then I leave and I'm Googling this house, like just the worst vibe. It's beautiful. Like the kitchen's been redone. It's gorgeous, but it's like worst vibe. I'm Googling it. Like John Belushi, is that his name? He left a party at that house.
I thought
you
were going to say JonBenet Ramsey. I'm like, fuck.
No, he left a party at this house to go to the Chateau Marmont and then died. Like there's so much. And I can't believe it's just for sale and no one would know if no one fucking asked.
I'm wondering, it feels like there's so much history. I wonder that about, like, I saw the Menendez, I know, I hate to bring up the Menendez brothers again. No, I don't. I love them so much. Their house just sold for $17 million and I can't imagine like buying it.
And do you know you only have to disclose if someone's died in a house within 3 years?
Only 3 years. I kind of get that though. And like, I don't know if I subscribe to the idea that like a house is like haunted because somebody died there. You know what I mean? Like, I also think that like it can be haunted, like, no, you don't haunt somebody unless you were like done wrong by them.
But friendly ghosts.
I want a friendly ghost.
No, you what?
I want a friendly ghost over no ghost.
Okay, I am so fucking sorry. Absolutely the fuck not. I want no ghosts. No ghosts.
I want a friendly ghost over no ghost because I like, there's things I can't see that they can.
I don't care if my ghost is fucking Betty White. I don't care if she's so nice and she's chilling with me like the Barbie movie. Okay. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm horrified.
Really?
Yes, I just can't. I can't even do it.
Would you ever do, like, a haunted situation or, like a speak to ghosts?
Sam and Colby ask me all the time to do one of their videos with them. I just think, you know my whole sleep paralysis lore. Like, I had, it was the same as Alamar, like, an era of my life where I genuinely was like, someone's here. You know what I mean? Is she in the room with us? And, like, I don't fuck with it at all. I'm too paranoid as a person. I don't.
I'm not kidding. I never, ever, ever think about being haunted until I'm masturbating. Not kidding. And I've already told you this before, but like that's the only time I ever think, like, are people watching over me ever? Because I'm like, how embarrassing. I'm serious. I would never go uncovered. The faces. No, I'm not kidding. It's literally like me with my Moses mustache on. I'm like.
I feel like you have to have sex with your boyfriend later with this on. Like, I'm definitely going to have sex like this.
Oh, for sure. I made him kiss me when I left the house and he was literally like, this is so, he's like, ew, I hate kissing someone with a beard. I'm like, I have to do it all day long.
That is kind of crazy. It's so funny. I'm about to be Avatar with Makoa and we're getting the full special
effects.
Wait,
I'm so sorry. Really quickly, I just want to point out that, did you notice who was Avatar?
Who was Avatar?
Alabama.
It's so funny. The other day I'm going through my house and I found all these fucking photo booth photos of me and Alabama Barker and I was really? Like, rats. It's so funny because you know I'm not going to sit in that makeup chair for more than 3 hours. I'm going to be like, listen, well, make me blue in 5 minutes. I want that big Sony Kashuk beauty blender. Like, get to work. Like, I'm not going to look too.
Here's my thing about it though. I saw her photo and it was like almost so perfect that I'm like, I could have done this in an AI app in 30 seconds. And I know she wasted like hours and hours and hours of her life.
I know mine's going to be really footy, really, really footy. But I do think Makoa and I have to have sex as it. We've already like kind of planned that.
For sure. But you're going to need to put like a tarp down.
Oh my God. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad.
I'm not doing any Halloween costume, or I have to do at least one because I have one party that I have to go to.
But yeah, what you need to do something like so. I think you should do something so good, like so cutie.
I know. I truly love Halloween. I love to dress up, but I just haven't thought of anything this year. Last year I was a deer, and I'm like, maybe I'll just be a deer again.
You know, I love.
What do you want me to
fantasy?
Be like, sexy Betty White?
Like yes, like literally yes.
A golden girl. You're kind of a golden girl.
Oh my god,
right
we
now.
Could be golden girls. Should we speak on pop culture before we just go down random tangent holes? Tangent holes is not a phrase.
Yeah, lots has happened in pop culture this week. First of all, I don't know if this is considered a pop culture, but they announced the Menendez brothers resentencing today, which I think is going to happen like really soon.
Because with a resentencing, they can say you deserved 30 years and then they've already served 30 years and they can be put out like immediately.
Yes. And so originally they had served or they were like sentenced to life sentences without parole. And now they're eligible for parole, and since they've already been in for like X amount of years, they're eligible immediately.
I'm so excited for them. I think that everything I said I could have said last week, like all of my takes on it, but I am just really happy for them to start
hopefully begin a more new normal. Same thing as Gypsy Rose. And I just,
God, that's so amazing. It like literally gives me like chills to think about them sitting in prison their like all this time and thinking like they are never going to see outside again. And then now they are, because people were so,
I am really
like passionate and stuff about their case. I think it's so amazing. Did you know that they both got married in prison?
Did they?
They both got married since they've been in there.
To guys?
No, to women outside of prison.
Oh, really?
Both of them.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that they.
Yeah. And I wish I jumped. I wish I got ahead a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, that's so iconic.
Eric is hot.
They're both like beautiful, beautiful people.
Well, I just like the picture.
Gorgeous.
The young Eric. He could get
I know.
Not me in a beard saying that. I'm like.
I feel like we have to talk about the Brianna Chicken Fry Zach Bryan breakup. Here's what I'm going to say. I was 100% rooting for them to not be the tale as old as time. The lose him how you got him tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. But him being on Raya the next day makes me feel as though it's hitting the tale as old as time. You know? And it's just like. You know, what's her name, Debbie?
Who's Debbie? Deb.
Deb is just somewhere.
Deborah is thriving.
Someone was saying when the hurricane, because wasn't her the hurricane just called Hurricane Deb?
Yeah.
And the Zach Bryan was just, it was something like, you'll never lose the of a woman who loves you. I'm fucking brain dead.
I don't know, but.
Yes.
Yeah, so Deb came before Brianna.
And didn't he cheat on her with Brianna?
I mean, it's people say that, but I don't think so. I think it was just very, very immediate after both Brie and Zach's breakups that they got into new relationships. So much so that it is like very suspicious. Like if my boyfriend were to break up with me, even like my little 2 month relationship that I have going on right now, if he were to break up with me and start dating someone next week, I would be floored.
Well, people just always talk about how that is like narcissism checkpoint number one.
It's people who just can't be alone. And it's so scary. But like, I guess like, I don't know. It's so like his archetype is like so common, and it's like you just fill the void, and it's like literally like somebody's disposable. And Brianna said that in her bathroom floor video. She was like, you can give someone everything and be discarded within days. And
it is sad.
This is the thing. She saw him do it to somebody else. So it is like, I understand why people are receiving it and they're like, well, you were fucking stupid. You like, you know what I mean? Everybody's saying that, but I do feel bad in some capacity.
It's so sad because you always want to believe. Yeah, like I like believe in love. Like, you know what I mean? You want to be the anomaly. You want to be the.
Yeah. And it's like, I hate, you know how many people are making videos right now that are like, she should have known better and stuff. I'm like, okay, Zach Bryan comes knocking on your door and see what you do. Like, be honest. Like,
yeah.
It's he, you know, I know exactly the type of guy he is. Like, he probably love bombed her so hard. Mm. And like, of course, like when somebody's telling you all these things, you think they're going to be different.
No, when you're watching him sing the most beautiful songs in the world and eventually the most beautiful songs in the world about you to these arenas of people who love him, and he's vulnerable and he's talented and he's, I 100% see how you, and then I think that a common thing with women as well, though, is that you think with a man that time put in matters. Do you know what I mean? Like, I found myself in this situation a million times where you, like, she probably at this point, right before this breakup, was like, okay, I've put in so much time, but it doesn't, men don't think like that. That's why the taxi cab theory is a fucking thing. Like, that a woman can do everything for a man for 5 years, and if he's not ready for marriage, he will dump your ass. And then a year later, the first woman who comes by, just like a taxi cab light on,
yeah,
he's gonna marry. And it's the same principle, you know what I mean? Like, the time put in did not matter in the ways in the end how he was. I don't know. Portnoy was funny as fuck for tweeting smallest man who ever lived.
I know. I saw him say today that he like never liked Zach and he always got bad vibes from Zach. I've only ever met Zach like once.
Have I ever met him? Yes, I have.
I don't think so. He was at Bree's live show when I went to go do it. And so like I got to talk to him a little bit.
I met him.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. We met him at a show too. But I didn't get like bad vibes from him, but there's the story of him serving his wife with divorce papers while she was deployed.
No.
Yeah. So he was married once before to Rose only a couple years ago. The fact that I know Trish, her name I'm is like
married
so
with the donkey.
But yeah, so he was married and they were both in the military or the army. I don't know. And she was like active duty, like deployed. And he just served her with divorce papers. No explanation.
If I'm in the military and someone serves me with divorce papers, I am absolutely like calling all troops and being like, hey, can we just move this missile?
Well, just like, talk, are you kidding me? Like, talk about, oh my God, just the the way that I mean, you know, the way I handle a breakup, like if it were like that kind of thing, like you're married to somebody and I'm already at war.
No, and the only way you can communicate is letters. I'd be putting blood on the letter. Like, I don't even, what do you even do? I'd be sending photographic evidence.
I'd use like, one of those stamps that you touch and then croak.
Not anthrax yes. boots. Anthrax boots the house down. Are you fucking actually kidding me? That's fucked. Okay, I see. There's
so
a lot
that
of
was
lore.
Before. That was before Deb, and then came Brianna. And there's absolutely zero time in between any of those relationships. That's why people get on him so much online.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for Bree all along the relationship because everyone was hating on the relationship the whole time, being like, "Girl, like he's gonna do to you exactly what he did to everybody else." And you know, she was probably like so bothered by that, and then he did.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a mess. It's such a mess.
It's always the guys who sing like the most beautiful love songs that are.
He has
just
that
cheating.
Fucking song "Let You Down" or whatever, where he literally says, "I'm gonna fucking let you down. I'm gonna do everything like that's who
it's
I am."
It's almost like they have too much love in their heart and they have to spread it all over the place.
Even if he didn't cheat on her, it's just the Raya the next day is diabolical. It's Olivia Rodrigo. It's like traitor. It's like you don't. That's it's the same thing
especially
to me.
Especially if it was on any sort of terms, like because he put out a statement where he was like. Something like he hasn't been mentally right since his mom's passing and like he just needs to work
okay,
on himself.
Clinton.
I know. Well, I'm like, yeah, I think I've seen this film before, except
not at least his mom's.
Yeah, but you
actually,
can't blame okay. that like and say like, oh, you need to focus on yourself and your mental and stuff and then go on Raya because it's like, oh, are you going to do that on a date with some other bitch?
It's also just like in what world do you think you're going to open up that Raya app and it's not going to get clocked? Like, do you think you're going to stealthily fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm. But I think that they must have been broken up for a while. I think they break up and get back together quite often, actually.
Yeah. He should just sing. He should for sure just. How sing. Lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of a week.
Bree should have titled her YouTube video that.
It's been a hell of a week. Oh, that's good shit.
the girls sorry. On Raya, how lucky are we?
Right, like that's insane. It's just.
It's not funny.
I mean, Jesus. I think Dave Portnoy will really handle it. So I'm tapped out on everything I have to say. I wish nothing. I genuinely do. I hope Brianna finds a really healthy, happy world.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what's been like really pissing me off on the internet lately as well? Just there has been so much happening. Like I feel like this is always how the internet goes. There's like a week where nothing happens and then everything happens. And it's so fucking sad that Liam Payne passed away. Mm-hmm. It is just like so fucking heartbreaking. Like I know that he did some really fucked up things and just the whole situation is so layered. But I think that what's made me really sad is just seeing all of the girls who were like directioners and like how integral it was for like their childhood, mm-hmm. how One Direction, how it shaped so many people. And I saw Tara's World. She posted this video where she was just like really distraught over it and crying. And all of the comments were like, girl, imagine if this was someone you really knew, okay? Like just like coming at her for being so parasocial. And I was having this conversation with a bunch of people I knew and I realized how split it is because mm-hmm. like I completely understand. Like if Justin Bieber passed away, I would genuinely be, because I was such a believer, I still am. Like it did shape and form me in so many ways, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't personally a directioner, but I can relate. Like I would be as distraught as all of these girls are. But a lot of people in real life, like hearing them talk about it, just people I know, are like, they can't understand why like Tara's World was crying like that. Like they're saying like, I don't know that person. Like I would only be upset if it was like, and it's crazy to me. Like,
no, you can watch a movie and cry at someone dying in a movie. So why can't you cry at a real person dying?
Yeah,
that,
whether
like,
you know them
affected
or not.
Your life so much. I, like you said, like, I feel like I am just old enough to have not really like, been like a super like One Direction fan, but like BB, for example, has been crying literally for weeks. I ran into Olivia O'Brien in the elevator the other day, was sobbing with a One Direction shirt on, and it's like it really is so, it's just fucking just horrible.
Yeah, I think it's so fucking sad, and it's crazy that people can be so not sensitive to that. Like, who gives a fuck if that person knew that person or not?
If you want to talk insensitive, I want to talk about what they're doing to all the girls who are associated with Liam Payne online. Like, his current girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, his kid's mother, like, every single one of them is getting, like, in some way blamed for him having passed away. And I can't even imagine, like, the grief alone, like, would probably kill me. And then going online and seeing people blaming me for it.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. And I, like, they're, you know, all, like, I think her name is Kat, his girlfriend that he was dating when he passed away. She, all of her comments are literally, like, why would you leave him there? Like, this is your fault. Like, it is, like, how can people possibly be so horrible?
Yeah, it's fucked. And it's just crazy because it's like, obviously, if this was something he was struggling with, like, that was probably not an anomaly of a situation for her, leaving him there. And they have kids, right?
No, he has a 7-year-old with Sheryl Crow, who was a X Factor
judge. Oh, I know who Sheryl Crow is. That's crazy. I did not know that was the mother. You know what I want to talk about really quickly? Just kind of in relation to all of this that I keep seeing. So allegedly a 2CB was found in his toxicology report, in his bloodstream.
Yeah.
And apparently also 2CB has been making a lot of recurrences in the media because Diddy, it was like found in all of his shit mm-hmm. as well. And everyone keeps calling it pink cocaine, right? And I just keep like seeing that everywhere. Like,
I saw pink cocaine found in his system.
I've always made like 2CB jokes, like, and I've learned a valuable lesson. We had a girl come up to us at the meet and greet and talk about how she was like recovering from being addicted to Percocets. And I've seen a lot of people in my life be addicted to like Percocets and hard drugs like that and shit like that. And they're all just such damaging drugs. And we talked about this a while ago, but I've just learned a valuable lesson that I need to be very careful with my jokes, especially right now. I'm seeing all this like pink cocaine shit. Cocaine is obviously a very bad drug, but I think that it became a much scarier drug when fentanyl started coming into the mix. And calling 2CB pink cocaine, I think, is like diabolical. It is such a horrifying drug. And it like will have you like talking to walls and shit.
Really?
Amari, do you want to? Amari has a
Malibu Barbie. Do you have something to say?
2CB is something. Don't do it.
Amari's 2CB experience. Do you know, I set a reminder in my phone to yell at Amari for doing 2CB years and years ago because I found out this story third party, but Amari was in the airport, left all of his luggage in the airport, like to send it home, and then left the airport. He thought he was at a snack shack. He FaceTimed Ty and he was like, I'm at the snack shack. Fully an airport vending machine. Obviously, the news isn't like marketing it as anything, but I can just imagine so many like young, impressionable people seeing like pink cocaine, and it just sounds so much lighter of a drug. Well, not even just that,
but like people who are doing it, like literally doing it because they think it is literally pink cocaine.
And it's like so, it's so, 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 such a hard drug. Obviously, I think we all sing. Right. I think everyone in this room has maybe tried it in that realm. Right. Like you're like, oh, pink cocaine. And I just want to be the fucking PSA right here that just because it's like just Trish and fied and like
don't bring Trish into
at
this.
All. Address this King Tut being a freak. Immediate apology for that. I'm just saying, I think that it being pink is really just fucked up. Like it just like it looks so much cuter than it
Why
is.
Why is it pink?
And now it's just all in the news as like fucking pink cocaine. And I'm like, dude, this shit is a fucked up drug.
But I thought it was like something mixed. Oh, it's mixed with Molly.
It's like Molly. Oh. It's like if you did Molly cocaine and like
Dude, I did Molly literally one time and I called the ambulance on myself. I would never touch anything even moderately similar to Molly ever again in my fucking life.
Mm-hmm. It's just like one drug being the equivalent to doing Molly, ketamine, hallucinogens and like coke.
They really hit all the bases.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like so scary. I don't know. I just, not that I should be. I just feel like we do have a lot of like young fans who are like girls and gays and like, listen, I get got by pink shit all the time. Like if it's pink, I'm buying it. You know what I mean? If it's pink, I want it more. And it's just, I don't think this should be one of those.
Well, listen, we've done the market research for you. There's not a drug in the world that you should try because nothing is that good.
Literally at all. Except like weed.
Weed's not a drug.
Like even this vape being pink like sells me a little more. I'm just saying.
Listen, I need to clear the air really quickly because sometimes me and Tana take jokes a little bit too far. Okay. And what started out as a joke. Okay. Here's the thing. This starts in when I was a senior in high school.
Ball shaver Schofield.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's crazy that you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That that was cute. Yeah, I've told this story before. I'll keep it short. I told this kid I was going to shave his mustache in the shower one time. Like, it was like a like the guy I was dating in high school. And for some reason in his head, he was like, oh, I'm going to actually tell all my friends that she shaved my balls in the shower. Mm. And then I became ball shaver Schofield and I could never live it down. So now I like, I mean, I made a joke like that to my boyfriend recently. And we were like joking about it. I was like, imagine if I like put your little pubes in my locket. Like, kidding.
Not kidding.
I was kidding. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to take this joke a little one step further. And I'm going to tell Tana that there's pubes in my locket just because we were talking about my locket. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's actually pubes in here.
Well, because also I don't even think the people don't even know about this, but it's so fucking funny. Every time we're like at a show in a random green room, wherever, like I feel like Paige doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So she'll go manic like on tour mm-hmm. and she'll just start cutting her hair. Like, I can't even tell you the amount of green rooms Paige has given herself like a butterfly cut in. Or like yeah. a wolf cut or like whatever's trending on TikTok, whatever cut, like Paige.
And she's amazing.
She's Paige's taking the salon. Scissors. She really does slay it. And so she was cutting her hair per usual. And then you guys were joking that like she should put her hair in your
no,
locket.
No, I did have a lock of her hair in my locket for like a few weeks. And then she made me take it out because she thought I was cursing her.
I was sitting with Paige and she'd had this like quote unquote bad week, horrible luck. The luck in question is like stubbing her toe and shit. Like, it really.
And she thinks I put a hex on her.
Well, she's so high and she just sits up and she goes, Tana, I have to remove my hair from Brooke's locket. Like, she's not saying that you were hexing her, but she's saying that someone else having her hair could be bad juju. And then she actually, the next day we're in like Boston and she comes into your room and like removes the locket hair.
Literally, she didn't leave one hair.
So I think that, which is just crazy, but I think that maybe
I'm dried up.
Maybe that put the idea in your head that you needed new hair.
Yeah. So I thought it was like funny, like ha ha ha. And so Tana made a TikTok about it. Brooke has pubes in her locket. And first
I
of
think
all,
you did have pubes in your locket and you're trying to backtrack right now.
I don't have any pubes in my locket. I can't wink, but I would have if I could.
Imagine they're just all on my face now.
First of all, his friends won't let him live it down. And I like feel so guilty for having done that to him. And second of all, it was in my head. So like I'm thinking locket, locket, locket. Okay. And we just had this pubes in the locket situation. And this girl comes up to the meet and greet. She says,
oh my God, I forgot.
I go, oh my God, I love your locket. And I look at Tana and like, I like laugh because we just talked about this pubes thing. And she goes, thanks. My dad is in there.
Like, you thought we were about to have a funny, because it really was. It was right before the meet and greet. I was like clowning you for having pubes in your locket. I'm dying on the hill that the pubes were in your locket. Bad time to say dying on the hill. But then the girl comes up and she's so sweet. And then Brooke, you just thought we were going to have like a little funny. Like, you were going to be like, oh my God, I love your locket. I have a locket. And you and me would kind of chuckle. Maybe we'd tell the girl about your pubes. Like, it'd be like,
yeah, it was
going
to be a funny joke between the three of us. But then she told me her dad was in there. And then I had to like, literally, I'm not even kidding. Like, my jaw hurt from how hard I was trying not to like, literally, it was going to hit the ground.
Cry and laugh. She ended up making a TikTok about it too, the girl.
She did?
Like, yeah, she was like, if you know, you know, like, my dad's in my locket. Like, and then Brooke told me that her boyfriend's pubes are in hers. And like, I really do just think that that kind of encapsulates what a meet and greet experience is like for us.
Okay, but just for the record, my boyfriend's pubes are not in my locket.
They so are.
They aren't.
It's funny because I actually, like, I don't think it's that weird because I saw this TikTok so long ago where a girl was like,
what do you
essentially
mean you don't think it's that weird?
Because I've been trying to do something with Makoa, not as weird as that. This girl was making a TikTok like, you're fighting for a text back, like I have his dread on a keychain. So I've been wanting to do that for so long, like have one of Makoa's locks of hair on a keychain.
Like,
and
a little curl.
Makoa was like, no, you're not doing this. This is so fucking weird. So eventually I started, every time he would brush his hair and lose hair, I started keeping the hair to make my own.
Okay, see, mine was a joke and yours isn't.
At all.
No, I get it though.
But then I told Makoa that you were keeping pubes in your locket and he finally said, fine, you can have a keychain.
Oh,
so
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're
so
welcome.
Honestly, thank you so much. I'm so excited for
my
keychain.
See, I knew I was good. My joke was good for something. It definitely wasn't good for my boyfriend's reputation amongst his friends.
Yeah. And I just honestly, Miles, I'm sorry that I said that you're a build-a-bitch because he's also not living that one down.
No, he's fine. It doesn't bother him.
Amari, do you remember that time I bled all over Elton John's house?
What?
I'm about to tell that story, I fear. Again, I'm touring houses.
Uh-huh.
And Elton John's house is also by the Sunset Strip in Hollywood Hills. So we were touring a house like right by it. Wait, he used to live there, right? And Ashley was like, do you remember that time that you bled all over Elton John's house? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I hadn't thought about the memory in so long. But I just need to tell you how fucking embarrassing this is. Like, I just like So many of my embarrassing stories I just like completely forget about. And then I'm like, oh my God, I did do that. So it was Jordan Marona's birthday. What were you going
to
say?
Maybe it's because we aren't supposed to tell these stories, but it's like, it's so good for
the lore.
Yeah.
It was Jordan Marona's birthday and me and Elijah Daniel decided we were going to throw him a birthday party. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at houses on Airbnb because this was before like I had a house. So we're looking at a house on Airbnb to like throw this party in. Okay. And we end up renting this house. We get there. And as the guy's giving us the keys, he's like, yeah, Elton John used to live here and he would always throw parties here. And we're like, this is so iconic. And there's Elton John stuff like memorabilia all over the house.
Oh, wow.
And we throw this party and I end up just getting like fucking shit faced, right? Like so Tina level. And especially just because I was like 18, like we were so much more like out of pocket at that time, like coming straight from Vegas. Like I didn't know how to throw a party. I would just invite everyone and get like fucking shit faced.
I love that.
And so I'm hammered and I'm up in the room like, and I'm like on my period. I have no idea how this happens, but I go to the bathroom and my tampon had just been in for way too fucking long. Okay. Mm. I don't know what happens or how this happens, but I take my tampon out, miss the toilet. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
And you don't fix it, right? You just left it.
I don't put a new tampon in. Like, I don't know if I was so hammered. Okay. It ends up getting stuck to my shoe and I...
stuck.
And I leave. There's blood on the walls, Brooke. Like, there's blood. I leave and I'm walking on the party for an hour. Trail of blood all down my legs. Trail, 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 trail. Jordan Marona had to end up trying to clean it so the Airbnb owner didn't, like, give us a fine. He throws up everywhere. He
should have literally sued.
He throws up everywhere. Blood on the walls in Elton John's house. And then they ended up fining me to, like, because it was, like, on the walls and shit. Do you know what's crazy though too? I talked about this a little on TikTok and it's like, this is now like 6 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have my period figured out at all. Can I just say that? Like, it's just,
I thought,
like,
I think you either you talked about this on something else or maybe you said it to me, but I will say,
like, there's blood on my light switch in my house right now. Like, every morning I wake up on the first couple days of my period and I just like have to run to the bathroom. It's bleeding down my leg. Like, and then it's like you put the tampon in and it's like you can't get it out. And then sometimes it's just drier. Like, then a fuck. Like, I'll never have my period figured out. I'm going to be 40 bleeding down my leg or like pulling a fucking birthday card fucking out of my puss. Like, dry ass tampon. I don't understand it.
Ouch. I don't know. I mean, a lot of you just have a heavy flow. I don't have that heavy of a flow. I actually literally at 27 years old just had my first like extreme bleed through my pants situation. And I was alone with Lincoln on a flight.
Every single period I have, like the first couple days, it's on my ankle. It's on my ankle. My ankle is so far from my pussy. Like, what do you mean? And then that just brings me to my next point of just everything being figured out. I'm trying so hard right now to become a person who is type A, okay? But it's just like, as I'm just going through all my stuff, I'm also trying to become a minimalist. I'm trying to, but I don't understand how there's time in the fucking day. Okay. It's like you wake up, you're supposed to have a healthy fucking breakfast. You're supposed to take your vitamins and supplements. You're supposed to have gotten 8 hours of sleep the night before. You're supposed to be so fucking hydrated. You're supposed to get all of your work done. You're supposed to care about all of your friends. You're supposed to follow up with caring about your friends. You're supposed to wear something cute. Right now, you're supposed to be clean girl. You're supposed to be this or you're supposed to be that. All of these fucking things. And then you're supposed to clean your house. You're supposed to put shit back as you, how the fuck do people get dressed every day without trying three things on and then you're supposed to put those things back?
I have no clue.
How the fuck is there time in life to do it all? Like, how the fuck are people just naturally type A?
Ooh, like, I have an idea. Waking up before 4 p.m.
No, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck that, because it's not even that. It's like, and it's like making meals. You're telling me people cook three meals a day?
I don't get it either. Trust, I'm not type A by any means.
And then they clean up the kitchen all three times? And then they have time to do their job and they have time to be a loving.
You have like a fucking 5,000 square foot mansion. Like, it's easier. Like, I live in an apartment, so it's not like hard to keep it like together. But by myself, I can't.
How do you get dressed without killing yourself? How do you do your makeup without killing?
I don't, but I come home and it makes me so miserable to live in it that I have to fix it. You know what I mean? Like that. But I'm not type A. Like, I'm really not at all. Nothing in my life is organized. You will not catch me taking a supplement. I'm eating McDonald's for three meals a day. But it's just like my own misery that gets me to do it. That's it.
Like, I don't have time to like clean the fingerprints off my mirror. I don't have time to put like the strapless bra back because I'm wearing the racer back bra. No,
it's because it becomes like habitual. And like, I almost feel like it's like old dog, new tricks. You can't do it. Like, it's like you either grew up that way or you didn't.
Like, my room looks like someone fucking took a bomb to it right now. Like, yeah. I'm going to be Trisha as King Tut on the canceled podcast. And I'm not going to have like 8 pair of gold high heels like strewn about.
Yeah. Well, luckily you've got help.
I know. I'm really trying to change myself. But as I'm trying to instill all of these habits, by the end of the day, it's like I need a tranquilizer.
No, but it's because you're trying to focus on too much at once. If you like all of a sudden try to change your whole life upside down in one day, obviously you're going to be like, I'm never going to try this again. It's like if I were to try to like go to the gym tomorrow and try to run 9 miles, I would literally like, I would just never go back in my entire life.
That too. Like I don't understand how anyone has it all together.
Oh my God. Me neither. No, nobody, but people pretend.
I guess it's one or the other. Like I could have a really hard working work day, but then I'm not going to have a like healthy.
Yeah.
Like routine
I've
life
been struggling because like my like obviously Murphy's an angel, but Mouse can just he literally can destroy an entire house. Like I woke up this morning and like a dog, he has like destroyed like 20 rolls of toilet paper in every single crevice of the house. And I'm like if I were by myself, I think I would have dropped him off at the gas station.
And like kids? Like what do you mean people have kids? What the fuck do you mean people have kids?
I
was going to say,
I think that kids might be what helps you. Like, because all of a sudden you'll learn new habits.
Fuck no. If my toddler threw SpaghettiOs at the wall, I would be like, listen, next week. Like, what do you mean I also have to take them to dance later?
But your
later?
New habits, like you form new habits because it's going to be your first time going through life as a mom. So it's like when you clean up the dinner table after they, like that's your first time learning it. And that's when you get to have new habits.
No, but you're telling me my toddler fucking sprayed shit and now I have to go like make ravioli.
That's what your husband is for. You're making ravioli. He's cleaning up the sprayage.
But then like how do moms have like a slick back bun?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
I utterly cannot believe, like as I'm even just trying to be more put together, that there are people out there with little fucking varmints.
I know.
And they like they're put together. Like Nora Smith. Like not there's no, Nora Smith has got to turn that camera off and just pull a gun on fucking Lucky. Like I would be so sorry. Like but I'm just saying, like, what do you mean she's cooking fucking, like, what do you mean she's making Capri Sun from scratch in a Chanel tweed, loves her kids, has time to go to fucking fashion shows and sit front row? You know she fucks the shit out of Lucky. Where the hell does she have time for that?
I'll tell you why. I think she's that happy because, like, she has such a horny relationship. And not to, like...
No, but then it's like...
Or what do you call it? Speculate. But, like, you can just tell looking at them that they just, like, literally, they must have sex at least 7 times a day.
Like, the other
and
day...
And I feel like I would be so happy. I'd be, like, walking on clouds. And I would be making fucking bubblegum from scratch if I was getting it like that.
Dude, I know. It's just... It would take up all my time. The other day, I had, like, psycho fucking balls-to-the-wall sex midday.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I'm not... going to clean the kitchen after I got my ass ate. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, well, that...
I slept for 6 hours after that. What do you... Imagine that happened and then, like, I have to, like, pick up the kids from school. Like, I can't walk. Like, what the fuck? Like, the second I had kids, my husband's never getting fucked again.
You think so?
Yes!
No, I think you'll be so miserable with the children that that's, like, all you're going to be able to do for serotonin.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm out of breath even just thinking about it.
You're like a sex addict.
You think I'm a sex addict? Yeah. I don't need to have sex every day, but I need to like have crazy sex like at least once every 2 weeks. Okay. You know? Like lately I've been really, no.
Come on, come. Come on. We like, gotta give them something.
The idea of bringing a taser into the bedroom is becoming more and more normal asking. For me.
What?
Like wouldn't that be so
what did do to you?
What do you mean, my father?
To want to punish him so bad. McCullough. Oh, my God.
No, I want him to tase me.
Have you ever been tased?
No. Or yes, I've been tased.
It is so painful.
But imagine just a little zap to the ass in doggy.
Oh, you want to get tased. Yeah. Okay, so you're wondering why you don't have energy in the day and you're trying to bring a taser into the bedroom. You're going to be out for the count.
Yeah. You just know Makoa's friends are like in San Diego, like just caught a surf. Someone's sending them a clip of this and they're like, God, why couldn't you have been with like the Hawaiian girl? Like, you know, it's just like, oh
and you're
my.
Literally King Tut.
I'm literally King Tut talking about how I want this man to tase me and doggy. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope his mom loves me forever. Like, it's like, fuck.
Whoa. I'm crying off my jewels. Oh my god, it is so bad. This is bad.
I'm in a beard. And this always happens to me. It's like the more I'll clown you about something, like the more likely I am to get it. So like,
oh my god, GERD next.
For example, BB has dandruff, and that's fine. But I've been literally making fun of her so much, just because I was
so
like,
mean.
No, I love BB more than literally. Like, I've never loved anything like I love BB. But it was like our funny joke for a second. Like, if she walked in front of me, I'd like pretend to like slip on her flakes. Like, I'm like, like as if it's snowing at all times. Like, her dandruff is so bad that I'm like literally like choking on it. Like, that was like my joke for a couple weeks. And then I went to go brush my hair last night and I saw that I have literal flakes. I am dandruffed up.
I have the worst dandruff in the world. You could rack up lines of it and really? Sort it.
I don't know if I've ever, well, maybe I've had dandruff before.
Well, it's because when I get a bleach and tone, like your whole scalp like goes raw and then has to like scab over.
Yeah.
So then that's like, the other day Makoa gave me a head massage. Like I was laying, like he was laying like flat and I was laying like on him. Like we're both facing the ceiling and he was massaging my head and I stood up and it looked like someone did an 8-ball off of his black shirt. And it was so embarrassing.
You're like,
no, I'm not kidding. It wasn't even fixable. I have the worst. Like, you pat my head and like see like.
But that's a good excuse at least.
The Alps like, fall off.
And there's no shade to the dandruff community. I just like, there's nothing wrong with having dandruff. That's not the thing. It's just funny because it's like, I've never had dandruff in my life, and then I make fun of her like one time for doing it, and all of a sudden I'm just like,
I have
I'm
some
just
great products for your dandy. Don't worry, you can take them on the way out. Green apple head and shoulders.
Really?
You just have to moisturize your scalp. But did you see that the Kardashians had a screening for Wicked at their house and like Ariana Grande came?
Yes, I did.
How
see that.
Funny is that? First of all, I just love the card. I love that like anything that those kids want, like they can just make. Like, you know that like Chicago was just like, mommy, can we have Wicked at home? Yeah. And Kim was like, fine, like
Ariana.
But how funny over Pete? Like, how, like, oh, it's just like what, like, how did they even get there? Not Pete.
No,
but I'm bringing up Pete Davidson in a fucking King Tut outfit.
No, but me, I'm like,
I'm bringing up Pete Davidson in a fucking King Tut outfit.
Kim has always been supportive of Ariana. And I remember when her and Pete broke up, she was posting Ariana Grande songs.
Was she?
Yes.
So it's like they're probably just so past it. I was just imagining like,
I think it's also, just like a universal experience. Everyone's like, yeah.
Imagine watching a 3-hour movie and like, you know, like Mason and Penelope were like throwing shit at the walls. Like, it's just like, imagine all those kids in one room like just screaming.
No, who's the bad one? Rain's the one who like wreaks havoc.
Let me just stop. I'm also like, it's just, I don't need to be talking about those kids in this outfit. It's just like, oh my God.
They're
I can't
so cute,
even.
Though.
Amari, are you ready to come on? Miss Malibu Barbie.
Malibu. Oh, wait. No, you're Trisha.
Oh, Malibu. And now we welcome Malibu Barbie to the podcast.
You look amazing.
Holy shit.
Brooke, can you believe we made such a beautiful child?
I can't believe it.
I'm never getting a boyfriend after this episode.
No, and Malibu's going to send us a cease and desist.
Right.
Baby's first cease and desist. That's
aww. No.
That is kind of. It's funny, Amari, because to me, you're giving me, like, I wore that dress in Cabo on my birthday and those shoes.
You yeah, look amazing. That's so how like my legs femma. Look after literally one time being cold.
Do you know? So I wore these shoes one time. I dressed as Barbie for Halloween and Charlie Jordan was having a party. Okay.
Was she, that the one that was like super controversial?
Why?
Everyone was like saying that you were showing follower counts to get in.
Oh, that people were showing follower counts to
you. You had to like show a follower, your follower.
Oh, I think people said that, but that did not happen.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, I will vouch for Miss Jordan. That did not happen. And she is not, she would never do that.
Yeah.
But her house, like, probably holds like 1,000 people. And like, literally, like, I don't know. Here I go with numbers. TanaCon, 20,000 people outside.
5,000
okay?
is a lot. Yeah, 5,000 no. were at the Dolby Theater.
Yeah, like, no, Tana Marie. Here's what
no,
I'm going to say.
Not quite, but.
The address just ended up getting sent around like crazy. There were way more people than like where her house could fit. There were so many people outside, like down her fucking street, whatever. And I show up and I'm as Barbie and I have this big ass Barbie box. Okay. I have this big ass Barbie box. And so I get there and I'm like trying not to wait in the line. Like, obviously I was like invited and so many people outside were not invited. So I'm like shoving through people in my Barbie box. And this was when DJ was still alive and I
miss
him so
much. And we grew up
with
her. So I feel like you get a little more like leeway. It's like, yeah, no, absolutely. We went to high school together, bitch, move.
Yeah. And DJ was still alive and he was one of our closest friends. So he comes out to get us and
he's helping me just mob through people in my Barbie box. Okay. And I'm not going to lie to you. I did not look my best at this time of my life. Okay. This was a time of my life where I was, you know, if the Crunchwrap was there, I was eating it. Okay.
That sounds delicious.
And I knock over these guys with my Barbie box, right? I like hit them all and I'm like, move, like get the fuck out of the way. And I'm holding it like this. You know what I mean? I'm knocking people with my Barbie box.
I picture them like flying into the pool. Like,
and it was like SoundCloud rapper ass guys. Okay. And one of the guys just stands up. And as I'm walking away, he goes, fat ass Barbie just knocked me over.
That would ruin my month.
It did. Are you kidding me?
And you're already feeling like, God damn, I'm just so big and boxy with this outfit.
Are you kidding me? I walked in Charlie's house.
Make me look boxy.
I walked in Charlie's house and I was just so defeated. I was like, I don't even want to be here anymore. Like, are you? And I remember DJ was just cussing them out. God, I love him. But it was, yeah, that's what, so that's why it's funny. These shoes were just in the pile of shit to get rid of. And then I'm already put them on.
That's my favorite story you've ever told.
That's why I'm getting rid of the shoes. Cause they just
were never fat ass Barbie.
I was definitely giving fat ass Barbie, I fear. Listen.
Oh God, I don't know how you guys do this. Like my legs have been shaking literally like since I put these on, like, and Aaron asked me to go downstairs and get him a water. I was like, fuck.
You know, you could have taken the heels off. Like, that was an hour ago. You just kept them on this whole time. Yeah, you're so committed.
The straps and just all of it. It's just too much. I don't understand how you girls do this.
It's
who said that? Caitlyn Jenner. She's like, I don't know how you girls do it. It's so funny.
I'm wearing heels today.
Yes. It's so funny, though, because, like, this is literally me. Like, leg hair and all. Like,
Brooke goes, you couldn't have shaved your legs? I didn't know until 2 minutes ago.
First of all, welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Hello. It's actually really funny because, I mean, I know you don't really love Reddit. I don't give a fuck what people say on Reddit. Like, I just read it and I'm just like, you don't know me, whatever. But last episode, Paige and I were sharing a mic and people literally thought that I was trying to keep as far away from you as possible. And I was like, you guys were sharing a mic. They even got into like, oh no, Amari's left-handed, I'm right-handed. Paige and I were just sharing a mic.
I know. Like, and they're like, I can read his body language. Like, he told me this. Also, there was like a at the end of it, I'm like, we gotta go. And Tana goes like, let's end. Brooke's over it. And I got cooked so bad. We had meet and greet after that. So I got so many comments that were like, oh, do you have somewhere else better to be? Like,
and we'd already been podcasting for so long that day to the point where we had to like switch locations.
I know.
To
I was just like, you know how I get at. Like, I get so anxious when I feel like people are like waiting or something. And like, but then we had the girls. So like, we wanted to obviously be like there for the girls. I don't know. Anyway, just know.
Sometimes I don't hate Brooke.
Context matters.
People are so crazy. I just love like the way people like, I'm like, damn, you really have time to speculate.
No,
like,
but I did say something wrong in that episode. Bad. I said that I didn't.
No one cares about Vincent.
No, no, I didn't say no one cares. I said nobody knows what you're talking about.
Nobody just knows who they are.
No, no, I said nobody knows what you're talking about.
You said nobody knows who you're talking about.
Well,
you,
no.
Because I remember I was like, even, oh, I do.
I know, but that was, first of all, I was so wrong. And second of all, I think I was just like being a cunt. Like, I was just like,
I
no
also
one fucking
think you don't like
about.
To film for long, and that's okay.
I don't, and I got grumpy, but like, you can't do that. And like, justice for them, because like, they didn't, they just caught a stray out of nowhere because I was just being a fucking like, for no reason. And like, I watched it back and I was like, damn, like, like, what was she going through?
But at like, the end of the day, like, you're on tour, you're hungry, you're waiting for your Chili's. There was a meet
no,
and greet.
No, but it's just
already,
like something
like,
I'm saying filming long. BB, if she's pissing me off, I'd be like, no one fucking knows what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like there's a closeness between all of us that it's like we all talk to each other.
I know,
like a certain
but
type
Sam
of
and
way.
Colby were not.
Sam
like,
and Colby were crazy.
Fuck.
No. What are their names?
Sam and Vincent.
Sam and Colby is so funny.
There's a Sam and Colby, right? Yeah.
Holy shit. And
the Ghost Hunters. Yes, there is. There is.
Sam and you fucking with the hair is insane.
Okay, speaking well, now I made it worse. Sam and Vincent, they didn't deserve it, and I'm sorry.
You know, I love that.
Speaking of Sam and Colby, you know, one time years ago, I told Sam that he looks like Ed Sheeran if he was hot. And, like, I fucking love Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran
I
have is been, hot.
I've been Ed Sheeran's biggest fan, like, for the longest time. One of the first artists I was ever like knew like every song on an album front to back. Like, I love him. So I did not think that that was gonna like, he was like, you're an asshole. I was like, what?
What, Sam said that to you?
Yeah, he was like, that's evil. That's one of the meanest things someone's ever said to me. And
well,
I'm like,
you're
wait.
Only supposed to tell someone they look like somebody if that person is significantly better looking than them.
I think Sam is
one
significantly
time,
better looking
one
than
time,
Ed Sheeran.
I know, but I'm saying Ed Sheeran should have been significant. Like, if I came up to, you know, somebody and said that they looked like somebody who was way prettier than them or something. Uh-huh. I did that to somebody one time. I literally told this girl, I was like, oh my God, like, you look so much. Like, do people tell you? No one has ever told her this, by the way. Do people tell you you look like Lauren Gray? Because I was like trying to make this girl's day. Okay. I was like really trying to give her a major compliment. And this girl was like, no. And she was like, ew, don't say that. Like something like that. And I literally wanted to be like, Lauren Gray is so fucking much prettier. Like I wanted to say that because I'm like, no, but like you are not going to like.
You're not above that.
Yeah, yeah. You're not about to say that like you're offended that you look like one of the most beautiful girls ever. Like you're so fucking weird. I literally wanted to smack her in the head and say, no wonder no one told you that.
Never mind, bitch.
I was like, I was floored, I tell you.
But I think it was really funny that you were talking about like the bleeding all over Elton John's house story, because you guys want to know something? I don't know if you know the story, but back in high school.
I'm about to get cooked as King Tut.
Oh, yes. Oh, and you deserve to be for this. Back in high school, we'd have sleepovers all the time or whatever. And one day she wakes up before me. Her dad picks her up and she leaves. And I wake up. I'm like, oh, where's Taylor? Whatever. I go into my bathroom. And it's like, it's my personal bathroom. I go into my bathroom.
This is so unfair. I have no control over this as well.
And I'm like, why is there like blood on the toilet? Like,
I think and you like have
kind of like dripping down the side of it. I was like,
no,
wait,
like
I'm
I have
so
no
confused.
Control over this being told right now.
Like, I am so confused. Like what? Like, who is bleeding? And I'm like, okay, like obviously girls have periods, whatever. I look to the side of the toilet. There is a bloody tampon, bloody ass tampon.
Wait,
sitting
on
the floor.
I just want to
say
really
the trash
quick.
Can.
So you just told me a story about the time you threw a tampon on the floor. Now he's telling me a different story of the time you threw a tampon on the floor. Isn't there a third story about you throwing a tampon on the floor? Like some assistant came out and said she had to pick it up.
No assistant had to ever pick up my tampon off the floor.
Like,
no,
was that,
no,
was
no.
I thinking of the Jordan story then?
Yes. Like, no, I would
I
never
thought
do that.
Somebody like tried
and
to
Jordan didn't have to clean that. I was just so blacked out that he was like helping me.
But I was thinking there was a third story.
There's the tampon
anyway,
in Turks.
Yeah, the tampon in Turks.
There's the tampon in Turks where I took it out on the beach and I dug a little hole like a rabbit. But I don't want
to. Mid argument takes her fucking, I'm like, takes her fucking tampon out. Mid-argument.
I know they're not biodegradable either. They're probably,
like,
that thing's probably
no, I ended
still
up
there.
Taking it inside. Shit. After I cooled down.
But
I don't believe
this. I promise.
I have to clean up this tampon myself, because what I'm going to be like, Deborah, there's a bloody tampon on my floor. Like, no, I had to clean it myself, and I threw up into the toilet instantly because I was
so
disgusted.
The fact that you kept being my friend is crazy. Like, in high school, like, that's terms for termination.
The fact that you just dipped out after doing that is
Amari,
what's crazy.
I promise you it wasn't on purpose. Like, I probably meant to make the trash can. I also just flush tampons now. Like, yeah.
I also, do too. And you know what? Like, sorry. Never mind. Keep going.
You know how I always know she's used a bathroom too? Is because the toilet paper will always be like at the floor.
Okay. That goes back to my whole type A thing. How the fuck do people?
It's
what do you mean put it back?
I know
you were about to say put it back. No one else is even detaching it from the wall.
No, just no. It's that my like
no,
the sheet
roll,
always comes
like
down
always
and touches the ground. But I don't understand how anyone like.
And
oh,
keeps
it.
She is the
Wait,
only
what
person
are you,
I've
what are you
seen
pulling it like this.
Exactly, she's the only person I've seen in my entire life. I
it's
will
a
always
two-hand
know.
Task, by the way. You pull it and then you hold onto the little roll and you rip it off.
Well, I just really want someone to say something nice to me.
You look amazing. You look glitter beautiful as King Tut. It's bringing out your yellow eyes.
Tana and bathrooms.
They are. They're like gold, like gold green.
They are kind of yellow.
I can't see shit because it's all pink.
By the way, I'm really sorry about that tampon, and I'm really sad that it's in the same episode as the Elton John tampon, because now it's just like there's no... The Elton John tampon being a real sentence, too, is just so Mad Lib.
Tampon
I just,
Tanny.
I have nothing
really quick,
to say.
There was like this huge controversy online recently because that girl, Natalie Joy, and I don't know why I said that girl. I like literally know her. She talked about how she flushes tampons, and like the whole internet was like, are you fucking stupid? Like, I've never even heard of that. And I'm like, I've never not flushed a tampon.
I understand if I'm in a place where there's a sign that says not to, I'll follow the rules. Or if I'm somewhere with footy irrigation. Okay.
If it's like the toilet looks like it's like older than like 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
I will flush it, or I'll put it in the shower. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a porcelain toilet,
that's like one of
like,
the
I
things
don't that a toilet is no longer porcelain these days.
I
unless
100%
it's old.
Will make sure when I'm moving into a house that there is like Toto toilets, because I'm not. I think it's so gross in the trash can.
I
so
agree, because
I
would be so disgusted. Like, honestly, like if I went into someone's bathroom and I saw bloody tampons.
No, it's
in
more
the trash
so
can.
Like
the smell.
TMI, but the smell.
Oh, I've never. Well, I mean, the smell that I smelt. that one time was actually pretty crazy.
Well, it's I'm so sorry. I know it as the smell of like the girls' bathroom in middle school, because that's when like everybody starts their periods, and I just know they were like all confused.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm still that confused, but I will say I do.
Yeah, didn't you just make a TikTok about how you had like blood on the walls and the light switch or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what's your best friend in that scenario? A magic eraser.
You're so right. No, not
she's
for
like, where do people
tans.
Find the time to get a magic eraser?
No, you should have them, like, you should literally have them on your, like, countertop, because that is, like, a magic eraser can do anything except for remove a spray tan. Do not do that.
You know that Brooke said that one time on the Cancel podcast that she uses magic erasers to remove her spray tan, and then Lauren Gray did it, and she got a chemical burn.
Chemical burn. I'm so sorry, Lauren.
And that was kind of the moment that we realized that we can't just be giving advice on this podcast.
No, but that was a lesson to the people. Never take medical advice from the canceled podcast. Not that that's really medical advice. Yeah. Never take any advice from the canceled podcast, except for earlier when we said don't do drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to, can we talk about what I want to talk
Hell
about?
Yeah, we can. Okay, guys. So last episode that I was on, actually, we were talking about how I'm newly single. And you're going to love this shit. So we had broken up like prior to our breakup, and we got back together, and
you being willing to do this dress like this is so awesome.
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm taking a break from my mustache because it's literally like giving me a chemical.
Yeah,
burn.
The wig is really fucking itchy, but whatever. And so we broke up, and then we had a talk that got us back together. Amongst this talk, when we were in Europe, I had noticed that there's this boy that he was following, and they were friends, they were coworkers and stuff, but like the guy's good looking and like he's successful and stuff and whatever. I don't know how close they actually are. I've met him like twice and stuff. So it's like, I know they're not like besties. Mm-hmm. And so I noticed the way that they were commenting on each other's photos after I like did some stalking and stuff. And it was like, there's hard eyes and there's just like all this like stupid like shit or whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, let me calm myself down. Like they could just be like homies or whatever. So when we have this conversation to like get back together and stuff, I was like, okay, let me just bring this up before it haunts me. Mm-hmm. And I say, I say, how close are you and so-and-so? Because I noticed some comments when I was stalking his Instagram, and I was like stalking your Instagram, and I was seeing these comments, and it just makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes a lot to make me uncomfortable, clearly.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was kind of like a, you're crazy, like, we're just friends, blah, blah, blah type of thing. But I'm just like, okay.
But here's what I want to say, okay?
These
first
comments,
of all, can you bring up the Valentine's Day comment in specific?
He posted a photo on Instagram and was like, will you be my Valentine? And then
that would do it for me.
My ex-boyfriend commented on it. Absolutely. Mind you, we spent Valentine's Day together. Like,
been there.
We like had a picnic and stuff, and like it was just like.
And I understand benefit of the doubt. You were even saying this in a way where you were like,
I could just be crazy, you know, and well, like overthinking.
It could, like, Ari could post something. And you could comment on it like daddy hard eyes. Like you and Ari are that close as friends and like,
and
do you know what I mean?
Like he would know.
But you also hadn't met this guy enough. And if you're dating someone for so long and it is their close friend that they're close enough to be commenting like that, Amari should have met
know
this
about
person
it, yeah.
more than
yeah.
twice, right? And so then I just didn't appreciate that, in my opinion, he gaslit the fuck out of you. Like you're crazy, that's crazy. Like what, I'm your boyfriend, I've only met this person twice and you guys are commenting on each other's photos like that, and he's good looking and he's gay and he's single. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and you whatever. Guys are spending all this time together if you guys work together.
So then today we still follow each other on Instagram because gotta stay lurking, duh. And I see that they're at like, I don't know if they're at like an orchard or a vineyard or something like that together, but he posts something like of them like picking apples or something, and it's like that is so fall date coded. Like,
and your ex is so the type to do that as a date.
Yes,
but it's hard too because a couple days prior you posted with your ex.
Yes, I was trying to stir the motherfucking pot.
So then was he doing that to stir the pot back?
I don't know. Well, he started it by posting practically a fucking nude on his Instagram. Okay, thirsty,
oh,
but at the same time,
that was crazy.
Like I said, last episode, I did talk about how I got back on Hinge. Also, my DMs have been flooded, by the way, with so many turbulent that are your guys' fans. I don't really respond to them, but I have also gotten a lot of Genshin Impact players DMing me, and now I have so many friends that play Genshin Impact, so haha.
You showed us. Can I tell you something though? I talked all that shit about Genshin Impact, and then the week later I get an ad for a game called Travel Town, and I just want to say this game
is ruining my life.
It's so funny that you fall victim to like a game ad. Like I can't even, I just swipe right out of it.
No, I see the ads and I download them all the time. Really? I'm like the prime victim for like genuinely gaming ads.
That's and so like, funny. Like I can't even picture it.
But if you think about it, it's very me coded. Like I'm such a like instant dopamine addict, whether it's vaping, whether it's alcohol, whether it's gambling, whether it's anything like that. So it like phone games get me so hard. But this game is so fucking stupid. There is, sorry, this is not an ad, okay? But if you want to sponsor me, I would love to stop spending my real money on it. They actually did send me some energy in the game because they saw that I posted a TikTok about it. So like,
that I'm trying is so to, funny.
I'm trying to stay in good graces. I've spent hundreds of US dollars on it in the past week and I'm literally buying a house. Like I need that for like the tiles in the kitchen. Like I can't, the whole game, all you do is you sit there and you like merge seashells to make better seashells. There's no purpose. There's no final boss. There's no nothing. It's taking over my life. All I think about is Travel Town. And I talked all that shit about Genshin Impact. It's like at least, I almost wish I was at least playing like a Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like something where I could like, you know, build. What?
I don't think it's that big of a deal because there are times in your life that you would just sit there and do take a Percocet.
You're right. You are right. There could be worse. But it's just like, I never thought I'd be 26 dressed as King Tut with a Travel Town addiction. I thought I'd have two kids. Like I thought I'd have two kids.
Any day now. When is it? When should we start having kids, you think?
Ooh.
I'm thinking about it in terms of canceled. Like if I came here and I was like, fuck, like, got it, by the way.
I think now.
Really?
Like, if I wasn't afraid of being pregnant, I would already have kids. No, I wouldn't. I'm lying.
Right.
I'm lying.
No, I just, like, I'm afraid it's going to, like, really, like, knock me down the, like.
Think you get your driver's license first.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can't be a soccer mom with no fucking van.
Wait, can we just circle back, though? It is always the person they tell you not to worry about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got yes. really off track.
Mm-hmm. It's always the fucking person they tell you and not to so worry about.
And it's so funny because I genuinely, like, this guy was so unlike people you've dated. I almost felt like you had found, like, your Makoa in a sense. That was so pick me. I didn't need to say it like that.
Well, no, but I know what you're like, saying. Like, he was so, like, nice Moses. Guy that, yeah. like. It was like, oh my God,
such a nice guy. Even with those comments, like in London, when you asked me like, hey, should I be worried about this? I very much said to you that 99% of people you were dating, I would say yes. But this guy is such a
yeah
anomaly of a good guy. He's nothing like any of us, like no drama, like just so honest. And so it was really shocking for me, the Instagram story today, and I want him dead. I'm going to respond to it later.
I don't know if you should respond, because then it's also like, what if it reverts back to the whole, like, we're just friends.
Yeah, and then we look crazy, or we, I'm like, and then you look crazy, but
yeah.
I don't know. I do. I've been feeding into all BB's drama, because I'm like, you're not going to do my friend
dirty. I need to have BB on to talk about her Bobby Blandino lore. That shit is, I feel like I've been watching a fucking episode of Bad Girls Club with BB's life as of late.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to have her on to talk about
we
it.
Do,
I feel.
Yeah.
She like was selling his Depop, I think. And then she told me that she dropped it off at Buffalo Exchange.
I know. And now she's getting that's like weird. These DMs about the Depop. It's like such a deeply like rooted. It's just so interesting. Like the many different like moving parts uh-huh. there are of this
we
situation.
We have to have her on to talk about
and,
it.
And like it's in just the dozen of like brown haired, blue eyed girls who are involved in this situation.
Yeah, they oh, all fuck. Like have the same exact look. It's such a, it's so nutty.
The only question I will ask, because I know you guys want to talk about it with BB, is were they like, were they dating?
Or no, it was like, it was definitely a situation that I always find myself in where it's like you are, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, does not want to be a duck.
Okay.
Like okay.
Yeah,
he was like, they were spending every waking second together, and then she's like, should we date? And he's like, no.
It's just hard because it's like when these boys become famous for being hot, they're going to act accordingly, and you always want to hope that they're not.
Yeah, you know what he told one of her other one of the other girls?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he's afraid of BB because he's afraid we're going to talk about him on the canceled podcast. I'm like, humble yourself, and here I am talking about him. With a fucking mustache on my cheek.
Look at us right now.
Yeah. It's nothing against them as people. Like,
no, it's like, just like you don't. It's kind of one of those things. It's like if you're going to go for a TikTok boy, you have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to know. 100%. Like I think they're so fun. I have them at my parties, whatever. But I want BB to find someone.
Dude, BB cracks me though, because all her characters are so different. Like she'll call me and she'll be like, Spikes is on the phone, the other line. And I'm like, who the fuck is Spikes?
What? She was just in her stepmom era too. Like, yeah, they had the guy like, had a 3-year-old
stepmommy guy. She had Spikes. She had a guy who she saw for like 2 years and then told me that he lives in a shed.
Holy fuck.
We need to have her on and unpack all of this. Yeah. We really do. Because I just fucking love her so fucking much. After the show in Portland. It was so funny. We had like a big dinner table rented out, and this big back room because we thought everyone was coming, and then you don't come, everyone doesn't come. So it's just like five of us at this big ass dinner table, and they gave us a speaker because it was like the back room of this restaurant, and BB's playing Lana Del Rey sobbing at the head of the table, like so main character.
I forget, you know, the waitress was like,
she's like, how do you want your steak?
She really does have so many characters too. I remember for a period of time, like when Paige was like, I think it was Paige that was on Raya or whatever, and she would say like there was like every single boy that she like had like interest in or whatever, it was always like the one friend in common was BB.
When I was on Hinge, it was every single photo like by B Balls. I almost thought she had someone else doing it for her,
dude.
Because I'm the like, devil works hard, but she have the time. But I'm not kidding. She'll be hinging at the wheel. I'll look over and I'm like, am I in danger?
That is hilarious.
She is so amazing. I love her.
Yeah, I love her
more than anything in the world. I really do. I know BB's gonna find the right guy, and I'm so excited for the wedding. Like, you know what I mean? I am.
She would be the best. Like, she is the best girlfriend to me.
Oh.
Yeah, BB is awesome.
I want to talk about Smile, the fucking movie. Have you seen it?
No.
You need to go.
I saw the first one. I hadn't
so
seen
you
the
need to but go I watch did see Smile,
the,
too. Oh,
the girl in the second one. I saw the trailer, and I was like, someone should get ahead of it with this girl, because she's about to pop off.
She... 8 down. It is one of the best scary movies I have seen, like a modern day scary movie, in so long. Like, in really? They're definitely gonna make a third one. It is like so has the potential to be like this generation's like Scream, or you know what I mean?
Really?
Like,
I have a hard time with scary movies sometimes.
Smile really fucking freaked me out. The first Smile, I actually left the premiere because
I remember that.
I went to the premiere, and it's in one of those like bougie theaters where all the seats like lay as bed, so there's only like 15 people, and it's all like influencers, right? Uh-huh. And I have a really fucking serious problem where I scream at jump scares so obnoxiously I cannot help it. Like, I cannot hold it in. Even if I take a little like Xanny or get high, try to calm myself down, it's still, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. And we're in this premiere with like Lauren Gray and like 15 other influencers.
Lauren Gray catching 3 references this episode. She's like, leave me alone.
This is now the Lauren Gray episode.
No, but I couldn't stop screaming, and it was so, like other influencers were like laughing at me. So I left the premiere. I was like, this is too embarrassing.
I thought it was because they didn't have alcohol.
No,
we got our own.
That was a different one.
We postmated our own.
Yeah, I remember Natalie like brought in like 7 bottles one time.
Yeah.
No, that was the same premiere. I was sober at the time, but that was everyone else's issue.
Oh, okay.
But so I ended up watching the end of Smile 1 on my own time. And then we went to see Smile 2. Brooke, get this, okay? First of all, Smile has always like, it really like is one of those movies that freaks me the fuck out. Like, after seeing it, I don't want anyone to smile at me ever. Like, it's like just very scary. Like, it's like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so scary. Okay, anyways, we go in, and the plot line of this movie is like, she's a touring singer, okay? Mm-hmm. She's a touring singer. We're 2 days off of tour. She's like in her green rooms, like doing so many things that like we do. And she goes to like pick up from a drug dealer. Obviously, I've been in so many places of life like this, okay? No longer now. But, and then he ends up infecting her with the Smile like disease. And I'm gonna like spoil it a little, but she like, essentially it's like, once someone smiles at you and
yeah,
like,
that's how the first one was, right?
Dies in front of you with the smile, you're infected. And like, that's how it like spreads. And she ends up like going on stage with it at the very end and infecting everyone.
Wow, I didn't like, literally sleep. Just got me.
I did not sleep like that at all the next night. Like, it is such a fucked up movie. It's insane. And it was like just so close to like I'm sitting there and I'm like, there's no fucking way this is the plot. Like, we're 1 day off tour and that's the fucking plot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like the meet and greet scene.
That circles me back to my stalker, okay? There's a meet and greet scene where like a fan comes up with a smile, and now I'm going to be like, and it's so fucked up too. After we were leaving the theater, the janitor looks at me and he goes, did you enjoy the movie? Like, did it to me. And I was like, oh my God,
don't do that.
I can't. And then he told me I look like Alex Cooper and asked me if I host Call Her Daddy. So there's that. I wish I did. She's serving, by the way, the fucking SNL, everything. I love Alex Cooper. Anyways, I'm circling fully back to just creepy people at the meet and greet. You know my stalker and you know his lore. Uh-huh. You know everything about this man. And I always say that he like comes in waves, right?
Yeah.
Like, he'll stalk the fuck out of me and do a bunch of crazy shit. And then he'll like chill out for a couple months, and then he'll be like right back, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other night after our show at dinner, Amari opens his phone and he's like, Mr. Stalker just DM'd me. And like, he doesn't DM you often.
Yeah, I get like the least of it because I'm not... I get the least of it because I'm like not a girl.
Wait, what happened to your hair?
It was getting really itchy. I've had it on for some time.
I know. I keep wanting to take my mustache off, but I'm afraid of being clipped with
my makeup. I'm wearing this till 3 days from now.
Yeah, you look cozy.
So he's DMing Amari, which usually to me is a flag and a sign that that means he's going to ramp up again, right? Like when he starts reaching out to the friends and like whatever. So I go to his DMs and he DMs me like every single day as if we're having full conversations. And I've always said like, I don't block him. I don't follow him back. I don't engage at all. And obviously even talking about it, I know.
Yeah.
Could be good or bad, but whatever. Honestly, I have someone sitting outside my house with a Glock 9 right now.
Sure so. Do. And I saw him pull it out when I pulled up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Cause there was a crazy outside and he was like, they were literally like, having a standoff, and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I thought I told you that.
That's
like full Glock in hand. He's like, hey, sweetie.
You're just like mustache
he
on.
Was
like,
he was a crackhead, so it was like fine.
Yeah, the crackies are not as scary to me as my stalker, right?
Yeah.
But so anyways, I go to my DMs with my stalker, and he'd been DMing me all day. But do you want to get this, Brooke? You and I, when we walked into our green rooms at the show, at the first day in LA, we look in our green rooms and there's flowers, and they let us know that those are flowers from a fan. They were beautiful. They had photos of us attached. They were silk flowers, Peppa flowers, whatever. My stalker responds and says, happy to see you got the flowers.
No, that can't be right, because the girl who owns the company messaged me about it. Right?
I remember well,
there
Seth
were,
saying
there
these
were
are from
real
a fan.
Flowers, and then there were a set of fake flowers. I wonder if they were from different. Because each of us got two bouquets.
Mm-hmm. I do remember Seth saying, like, these are from a fan.
Yeah, and she tagged us in it and was like, I figured you'd want these colors because your apartment's this color. So I think they weren't from him. Maybe he sent different flowers and thought you got those.
I don't know. I'm just... I fear we're in the season. He always waits till this time of year, too.
Yeah, like, he also proceeded season. To tell me happy birthday. And mind you, like, he hasn't messaged me in, like, months. Like, I'm sure he probably messages Wait, the girls, how, but okay, he really leaves me alone for the most part.
Can you show me his thing? I want to see if he messages me.
What does he say to you?
Why does Tan... Well...
Sometimes he calls me ugly. And it's so funny because it's, like, my own damn stalker. He messaged me the other day and he was, like, looking a little pale.
Oh shit.
It's like, you're stalking me. You're like, stalking me. What do you mean looking a little pale? Like if you think he'll be like looking a little tired.
Wait, why did he kind of, he said, I posted that I wanted a baby because I was with a baby. And he said, the things we ask for on the internet when we have willing donors.
Oh, great.
Aw, man. Gotta block him.
Don't block him.
Which is so scary during Halloween, because imagine him like at a party in costume. Michael Myers.
Oh my God, it is so fucking scary. Like, he's just so fucking scary. I was showing McCullough more photos of him the other day because McCullough was tripping after the flowers, and I'm just like, I wish so badly he was like the body type that I could take. Like, he's just a big, burly ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's spooky. I'm watching the Zodiac Killer, like, 3-episode thing right now, and it's fucking me up.
It's so scary. That is like just like whatever. Well, I mean, I feel like we should move over to the Patreon, but I just want to say this is my favorite look we've all ever had.
I love
Elvis,
it.
We love you. Aaron, thank you for also
baby
being Elvis.
Elvis. We put him to bed.
Yeah, we put baby Elvis to bed. But I love you guys so much. By the way, I just want to say, if I was weird on today's episode, so my doctor changed my Adderall prescription.
Oh, to what?
Well, it's not that. It's like, you know how the shortages are?
Yeah.
So like the ones I always get like weren't available. And so I picked up these other ones like prescribed to me.
But what kind?
They're white squares.
Oh.
Which is so weird.
A square, right? Adderall?
And he's given me these before, and I remember I took it one time to edit and I never took it again because I felt
Is it Adderall weird. Though? It's not like Ritalin
it's
or something?
It's like generic for Adderall. Like mm-hmm. It's one of those.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But I took
but
it
isn't
today.
That just like amphetamine salts?
Yes, but it wasn't just those. Like, obviously, it's a white square. Uh-huh. It's weird as fuck. I took it today, and I'm touring houses, and I'm having to, like, hold the walls while I walk. Like, my spatial awareness has been so fucking
Maybe that's
off.
What happened with the tampons.
I'm done. That's how I'm ending the episode.
If I'm acting weird, it's because I can't smile.
I just... I feel a little weird and off today, but I can't express to you enough. Being Trisha Paytas as King Tut was the highlight of my year.
Me too, but I kind of matched like Moses' energy because I feel like he doesn't crack up laughing much.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
He's always just like
admiring. He's very matter of fact.
Yeah.
And only speaks when spoken to.
There are tunnels under way. LA. Zach Bryan is on Raya.
You should ask Paris Hilton about those tunnels.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That'd be a good person to
that's
ask.
That's a good one. Oh my God, I'm supposed to see her tonight.
Oh,
and I'm dressed like King Tut. We gotta go. Let's go over to Patreon and talk
Holy
our shit.
Holy shit. What are you supposed to do with her?
She has like an event.
Oh.
I guess the makeup's kind of Paris.
Yeah, the makeup. At least you're like in glam.
The glam in question.
Oh, fuck. Okay, we gotta go. We'll be on the Patreon talking
we
our shit.
We love you guys.
Canceled, I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.